the Lord. Amen. Will you stand to your feet tonight? It's time to begin our service. That clock may be a... No, it's about right. That clock is about right. We want to begin so that we can have time to pray for just a little while this evening. I'm glad you're here tonight for this service, because this is a different service from all the other services. This is designated to point and lead us to a place of intercessory prayer, which I believe is the most unused weapon in the arsenal of the Christian today. The statistics about ministers and their prayer life are staggering. They're enough to make us understand why we don't see the manifest presence of God like we need to see it in our personal lives and in the life of a church and the people. It's almost, in some cases, non-existent. And when it does exist, it's not always based on a personal, intimate fellowship relationship with God. It's more based on a professional duty rather than a personal delight in the Lord. And David had it right. His prayer life was born out of a desire to not just have God take care of him and deliver him from his troubles, but his prayer life was born out of a relationship where he wanted to see the beauty of the Lord. He was single-minded in this, and out of this came and developed his prayer life, out of that desire to see the Lord. He said one thing that we all want out of trouble. That's down the line. That's secondary. We all want God to help us because we need help. And the good news is God wants to help us. But David said one thing. Say it with me tonight. One thing have I desired. One thing above all the other things. This is. Takes precedence over everything else. One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may inquire at your temple and behold your beauty. Now David couldn't go behind the veil. He couldn't see any semblance, but he knew something. He said, this God that answers my prayer, that I've begun to love because he's expressed love to me. Just in the answering of David's prayers, he said, I love the Lord because, cause and effect here, he heard my voice. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. I love the Lord because he heard my prayer, turning his ear always to me. That's all he had to go on for this great love and desire. He said, you got to be a wonderful God. You got to be a beautiful, beautiful God in your person. Not the fire of his presence on the bush, or the fire in the pillar of fire, but in your character, your nature. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Amen. He heard me, and he delivered me. And he began to say, one thing I want more than anything else, and I want to inquire at your temple. I want to behold your beauty. Everybody that got anywhere in proximity to God begin to discover he's a wonderful, beautiful God. And they wanted to just see and sense more of him. That hunger began to grow in them. Moses had a mouth-to-mouth relationship with God at the tent of meeting. God's Spirit would go over to that tent, and Moses would go into that tent, and God and Moses would speak like I'm talking to Brother Taylor, and he'd talk back to me. Mouth. I don't mean a spiritual thing. I'm talking about an audible conversation. Can you say amen? Other prophets will I speak to in spirit, in dreams and visions, but not so my servant Moses. Him will I speak to mouth. And you know what he wanted? Having that, seeing the Red Sea part, seeing God's wonders and miracles. You know what he cried? He said, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to behold your beauty. I want to see you. And God said, boy, I'd love you to see me. But he said, no, you can't live and look straight on at me. But I'll put you in the cleft of a rock, and I'll cause my goodness. Again, his character of goodness is what causes the glory to come forth. Not his power, not his might. His goodness, his tender, loving care. He said, and I'll cause my goodness to pass by you quickly. Amen. And the Bible said he glimpsed his hinder parts. Praise God. That quick blink of an eye, he glimpsed this fiery presence. And he said, oh, I want to see you. Jesus began to talk about the Father, and all prayer is born out of that desire. If it isn't, it's dutiful stuff, religious stuff, ritualistic stuff. It has nothing to do with relationship. And people begin to boast in how much they pray. And in the pattern prayer for us, he said, don't pray like the hypocrites do, because they think they're going to be heard because of their much speaking. They think if they pray long enough and hard enough, God will be impressed with that. He said, no, this is about a relationship. This is about love. This is about desire. And Jesus talked about the Father's love, and in my Father's house is this. And he talked to them about the Father. He prayed to the Father. And they said, Lord, show us the Father. There again was that desire being born. And all of that, out of that relationship came their ministry, their prayer lives. Can you say, man? That desire for God, that hunger for the living God was indwelling them. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, have you been with me this long and you haven't seen the Father? Verily I say unto you, when you've seen me, you know exactly the character that causes that glory to shine, because I and my Father are one. When you've seen me, you've seen him. Can you say amen? Well, I want to see him tonight. Amen. And I want to seek him tonight. Before making a petition to him, there's so many needs tonight. But above all, I want to see him and seek him. I believe if I can find the healer tonight, I can be healed. Amen? Hallelujah. If I can find the deliverer tonight, I believe he'll deliver me. No one that ever found him and came to him was turned away. God is so good tonight. Brother Taylor, would you come and lead us to the throne tonight? And we're going to move toward that place in prayer where we seek him. Hallelujah. And then present our needs. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He doesn't mean that, but he means when you pray, he listens to your voice.
Yes.
Amen. And he wants you to hear his voice in your spirit. God is so good. Brother Taylor, lead us to him tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Lord, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord. La Basila, we magnify you, Lord, for you're great. And you're good, Lord. Lord, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory, Father. Help us to look to thee and to believe, Lord. For you're fully able to do all things, Lord. God, help us to press in, Lord God, so we can see you, Lord God, so we can know you. Oh, la mama handlindi likita. Have your way tonight, Lord. Stir us up to do your will. Move tonight in this service. And we pray as we cry out to thee, Lord God. Hear our cries, Lord God. Help us to cry out unto thee out of a pure heart, being firm, sincere, and sound in the faith. Move tonight. Have your way. Let your perfect will be done in this service, God. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How great is the Lord. He's great and greatly to be praised. Amen. You may be seated for just a few moments tonight. We're going to do something just a little bit different this evening. We're going to have one song before we pray, but instead of the video tonight, I want to just tell you something that is in a video that is upcoming, just a preview to set the standard for praying tonight. It's so important that we share our burdens with one another, that we might pray for one another. The Bible puts it this way. It's confessing your faults to one another, praying for one another that you might be healed. And sometimes when you're in a place of leadership, it's a little more difficult to do that because you're afraid you might lose the respect of people. But most of the time when you hear about great breakthroughs as a result of direct, distinct intercession, you hear it after the fact. Because how many appreciate the videos we have had in the past of Jim Cimbala, the pastor of the Great Brooklyn Tabernacle? That church is not just central anymore. It has satellite churches all throughout the city of New York. And when they came, they had 20 people. And their first offering when he was 100% in full-time ministry was $85. And he had a family to raise in New York City. Everybody say, New York City. Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of money to live in a run-down place in New York City. And so he had to get a part-time job. She had to get a job. Both of them had to get a job. They were bivocational for a while. And the church began to grow, and it just exploded and expanded, and people were praying and interceding, and God began to move, and they had this tremendous growth. And in the process of the church growing, their family had issues. You know, the enemy knows where to hit you and where to hit you hard and where it can hurt you in your vision and your ministry. And when it hit his family... And you see these people with mega churches, like that. And I mean, this is a good mega church. It's not one that is talking about the riches of this world, but the riches that are in Christ. And that's what makes it a successful mega church. And yet, in his family, his wife went through a physical problem. She had to have a hysterectomy. It messed her hormones up. At the same time, his wife was going through this physical hormonal thing, and you ladies know about that. We men think we know about it, but we don't have a clue about that. And some of you go through easy times, some of you go through hard times. My wife went through a very difficult time with a hormone adjustment when the change came, and she, at the same time, their firstborn daughter, raised in a Christian home, one of the sweetest girls you'd ever want to meet, she not only left home and left the care and direction of her parents to just do her own thing, basically, she left the Lord behind as well. And when she left the Lord behind, she didn't want anything to do with her parents. And he said he would go to church, and these people would fill this huge building. And all of this spiritual success in terms of what God had called him to do was just rolling in. But he said, my wife and I were at the end of our rope. It came to the point where his wife actually said, Jim, I can't stay here in this kind of atmosphere where such demand is made on us when I'm hurting so bad inside over our daughter. So either you leave the ministry or I'm leaving you. I don't mean divorcing you, but I'm not going to stay here in the inner city where all of these pressures and all of these demands and people coming off the streets with all kinds of needs, I'm not staying here. I can't take any more. Her hormones were all messed up. Her daughter, every single day her heart was broken and her eyes were filled with tears. He said, I would go to church to preach with tears in my eyes thinking about my daughter, and I'd have to wipe the tears away in order to minister that night. I know that feeling. I know that condition. And yet he pressed on. One night in the prayer meeting, prayer meetings were lasting from 2 in the afternoon until 3 in the morning. They kind of came in shifts. And people that worked late came for that late shift. And he said from 2 in the afternoon until 3 in the morning, there's people in the church praying. So in his desperation for God to come through, he was in that 3 o'clock at the morning, just before it closed, he walked in to that prayer meeting. His wife is getting ready to just go somewhere else, anywhere but where he is. His daughter, they haven't heard from her months. They don't know if she's alive, dead, what's going on with the daughter. They know she's away from God, out from under their care. And he's been praying with all of these pressures being brought to bear. And he said they were all praying. He was up front kneeling and praying. And someone handed him a note. Someone in that group of prayer warriors sent him a note and said, Brother Simbala, I believe God wants us to pray for your daughter and your needs right now. And he said, you know, he looked, it was signed by someone that he knew was very sweet, humble, had a sensitive spirit to the Lord's spirit. And he said, so I told them, yes, would you please? And said, they came forward. They gathered around me. And he said, now, I know what it is to travail. Not, I don't know what it is, but I know what it sounds like when babies are being born. And the travail, he said it was that kind of travail. And he said, not only was it travail, because they were praying like that for me and for mine. And he said, we were at the end of our rope. No one knew that we were just hanging by a thread to keep our senses. Says my nerves were shot, my emotions were sensitized. I was just trying to take it one day, trying to keep pushing on because all these great things are happening. But behind the scene, the battle is raging. And he said, when they begin to pray, he said, not only were they praying with such compassion, it sounded like someone having a child, but they were praying in bold faith and just rebuking the devil and saying, you've got 3 o'clock in the morning, sharp. They're still staying late now praying this prayer, and they're praying for Jim and for his family. And he said, he's just letting God and letting them, and said, while they were praying, the Lord spoke to him and said, don't even talk about her, the problem, what happened, what's going to happen, what may happen. Just talk to me about her. That's all you need to do, Jim. You don't need to worry. You don't need to talk about it. You don't need to try to figure it out. You've tried everything to no avail. Just give her to me. Talk to me about her and let all the rest of that stuff go. And he felt that burden begin to lift that night. And he said they after the prayer meeting was over, he said he went home and told his wife, said, honey, he said, the kind of praying that took place at church tonight. See, the effectual fervent. Say fervent. That word in the Greek is a powerful word, amen, because it was used for, I would that you were hot or cold. When the word used for hot, that Jesus is the same word in the Greek. You know what it means? For water, when it begins to boil. And for metal, when it gets so hot, it begins to glow. It's not your professional prayer. It's not your dutiful prayer. It's not your religious prayer. It's that prayer of passion from the heart and compassion. And when that kicks in, the Spirit of God begins to actually get involved in the praying. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And he said, such faith rose up in him. He said, I went home and told my wife, honey, I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know, but I know that our daughter is coming back to God, because said if there's a God in heaven, and I know there is, that kind of praying tonight did something broke in the heavenlies. Amen. Isn't it good to know that when you win the battle in prayer, when you win the battle in prayer, you're going to see the result made manifest? But it's fought in prayer. The armor is so we can pray effectively. Immediately after enumerating the armor, it says praying with all prayer and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. Can you say amen? Anyway, he said the next morning he was shaving in the morning. He was shaving and his wife hollered up at him that their daughter had come to their home. He said he ran down the steps and she was in the kitchen on her knees. And said he walked over to her and she grabbed him by the pants leg. Looked up and said, Daddy, what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning? She said, God visited me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And she said, God showed me where the devil was trying to take me and showed me a chasm that I could slip so easily into that I couldn't get out of. And I called on the Lord and I cried out to him. Amen. And I came back to him. Amen. And she was in that meeting where he's sharing this testimony. Praise God. Listen, this is this person who would not communicate communicate, who was so blinded by the devil and so bound by sin that she walked in the other direction like the prodigal son. But I'm telling you something. The prayers of the saints hold weight with God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I said the prayers of the saints hold weight with God. And Jim understood, he got it, amen, that you're never too anointed, too appointed to any kind of office that you don't need to solicit those prayers. It's those prayers, praise God, that is going to do make the difference, because that's where the battles are fought and that's where the battles are won. Can you say amen? So we're here together to pray for one another tonight. Amen. Not to try to figure out what's going on in everybody's life, but to pray for one another. And I believe with all of my heart, because we are praying, amen, that things are going to happen. Praise the Lord. So we're just going to have a song that reminds us that we are one with one another tonight. If we keep praying like this, something wonderful, something powerful, something mighty is going to occur, amen, in all of our lives and our families. Been praying for my son. He moved next door to us. The son that only see him when he needs something. Amen. And he moved next door, and I could just see, Daddy, have you got one of these? Mommy, have you got one of these? Have you got any sugar? Have you got, they already been over after coffee. Can you say amen? This is the first few days. But you know there's a peace, because when we started praying and interceding, we believe that everything that happens now, you know they're not under the influence of their flaky friends anymore. They're under our influence because they need my truck. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, and they need support. And they're the people that stayed away from us is now waving at us and wanting to be close to us. I know part of it is that need for the stuff. But see, God is answering. He knows what it's going to take to bring my son full forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's already delivered him from. He fell off the wagon. He delivered him from. Amen. And he said, Dad, he said, I know God did it, because he said, people in my family that can't give up cigarettes. And here I am 28 years addicted to alcohol, and I was able to lay it right back down. When he committed himself to do it, God came alongside and gave him the grace to do it. I'm going to tell you something. God is on the throne. We're not going to give up because of a setback. Setbacks are setbacks to get us to quit praying. Amen. And quit believing. And I believe God is going to move tonight. And I believe if we'll pray for one another like that congregation prayed for Jim and he's praying for her, I believe we're going to see wondrous things. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that God is a prayer answering God when we pray, not just in faith, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, is mighty in its working. God takes that to heart. He takes it serious. And the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. There are no hard cases that he can't win. It fills you with gratitude for the Lord. You can't help but praise him for what he has done. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's have this song and then let's pray for one another like the Bible teaches us to pray for one another tonight. Everyone has needs in this room, and we're going to gather together and we're going to pray for one another here tonight. Praise God.
Look at your neighbor and say, we're family. We're family. God is restoring the love of the family. Come on, my darling. Bless you, sir. Sing this song together. Come on.
You are my brother.
Yes.
You are my sister.
That's right. Love.
Gather the family together tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you tonight. Let's gather around together. We've been close enough because we're small and intimate, and we've been close enough to see each other's good times and to see each other going through bad times and see each other handle things well and see each other have problems handling things. We see each other not so intimately we know every detail, but we know enough about each other to know that we all need God desperately. Every last one of us need the Lord desperately. There's no big person here that, you know, the thing that's happened here is no one feels a need to try to show how spiritual they are here. Amen. We can lay all of that down. It was junk to begin with. Because true spirituality is being transparent before the Lord and being honest and open and forthright and letting everyone know whatever victories come in my life, it's all Jesus. It's all grace. It's all mercy. It's not me and my great faith. It's not me and my wonderful anointing. It's not me and my great gifts. It's God and His mercy. It's God and His love. It's God and His hasid, His loving kindness. David said, once I experienced that loving kindness, he said, it's better than life. Can you say, man, there's nothing like it in all of the world. Father, this is a small representation of a big family. John saw the family gathering together unto him in the book of Revelation. He said, I saw them coming out of every kindred, every tongue, and every nation. And I wondered about that, and I was told, these are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These are the ones that have come to Jesus Christ, and the blood has been applied to their life because they have put their faith and their trust in Him. And the moment they do, they don't just become Christians or just saved people. They become brothers. They become sisters. The word brethren in the New Testament, in one form or another, the word for brother or brethren is used 341 times. Amen. In that little small book called the New Covenant, 341 times, amen, the word brethren, brotherhood, family is used. Amen. Because God sees us as His sons and His daughters. Praise God. And if we belong to Him and we all have the same Heavenly Father, that makes us brethren immediately. Praise the Lord. And when we pray for one another, I believe God is so pleased to see this. Praise God. So Father, I pray for my brethren here tonight. I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters. I pray for their families tonight. Lord, I intercede in behalf of their children tonight, their loved ones tonight, their physical problems and issues tonight, their family problems tonight, their children, their grandchildren, their aunts, their uncles, their friends, their jobs, everything that concerns them, I bring before You tonight. Lord, that You may move by Your Spirit. Lord, that You may bring a blessing with healing in Your wings, that You might come unto them. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for bodies to be healed. I pray for men and women to recommit in love to one another. Father, I pray for family members that are estranged to come back. I pray literally that the heart of the fathers would turn back to the children, and the heart of the children would turn back to the fathers. And this church would grow because our families are coming in. Our children are coming in to worship with us, to stand with us. If Jim Cimbala's daughter can have a visitation from God because people prayed like we're getting ready to pray and already beginning to pray, Lord, our sons and our daughters can have a visitation from God. The ones raised in church, exposed to the Bible, that know the right way but have been pulled and are following the wrong way, touch them tonight. Visit them tonight. Come upon them tonight. Open their eyes tonight, Father, by Your Spirit tonight, Lord. Oh, hey, Kadabo, Salabarianda de Bokisa, Nanda de Bokasarabarita. I got to tell you this as we pray. When I prayed for every one of you this week, the last day of my intercessions, I usually visualize you. I bring your face and call your name before the Lord. He knows that, but I want to see you as I pray. I want to see you in my mind's eye as I pray. And I begin to pray like I was praying for all of these different things that you and I and we all need from the Lord in our families, in our lives, our homes, our walk with Him, all of it, our finances, our healing, everything that we need, everything. But when I open my mouth to pray, the Holy Ghost checked me. He said, if you keep praying the same prayer for the same things, it'll become routine. routine. I want you to break that routine. I want you to call them by name, and then I want you to let the Holy Ghost pray. I know some of the needs. I know some of the things to ask for. He knows everything. He knows the will of God for you. So I would call Mike by name and then pray in the Spirit until the Spirit was done. I would call Sean by name and then pray in the Spirit till the Spirit was done. I would call Heather by name and then pray in the Spirit until the Spirit was done. Andadabokore Shalamanite Akalabohosa Nendadabarosha Ikalabaresha Dabarita Andadabokosalabaritea. Father, I praise you tonight. Lord, you want to do things in the lives of this people. You want to move in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in this church, oh God. Hallelujah. In our children, our relatives tonight. You want to move on our jobs, oh God. You want to meet our needs tonight. That your name might be magnified. That your name might be glorified. Hallelujah. 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 Shelabaro shalabakitana. Manda da baba bahosanda da badite da. Landa da baroshi la baba bahasa. Selabakianda da boselebianda. Nanda da barianda da bokosata. Selabarianda da bala. Salabakianda da bosata. Halabaro shalabai kalabahosa. Father, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, Lord, don't leave anybody out tonight. Not one person standing here tonight without your blessing. Not one person here tonight, Lord, without your help. Not one person standing here tonight without your deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah. Shelabaru shalabakiyandadababa. Salabadiyandadababa hasitiya. Kelabasitiyandadababa. And in prayer, we draw nigh to you. We come before your throne in prayer. We don't come just into your courts or into your gates. We come before your throne. Hallelujah. We inquire at your temple. As we're praying, we begin to behold your beauty and your majesty. Hallelujah. 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 Andadabaroshela. Salabakita rama siti andadabaka. Salabarosha lama. Nandadabakosada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mikolobarosha labari andadabakasata. Father, I praise you. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mikolobosa. Selabarite tarama sola. Hallelujah. 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 Shelabaki salabaru shalabarianda da bakata. Anda da baru shalabarianda da basiti anda da boko. E shalabaru shalamanite. Nanda da baru shalabakita nanamasata. Anda da baru shalabakita. E shalabarote. Ha salabakia. Nanda da baru shalabadenda. Hallelujah. 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 We talk to you about it tonight. We talk to you about them tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Shela baroshi anda dobokosa. Shela baroshi labarianda. Keshela bariti anda dobosa. Shela baki anda barosha lababa. Shela barianda dobokosala. Nenda dobokosa damanite. Mekalabasata dabasataya. Shalabaro shalabami. Nenda. Nekolo salamani. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we praise you. We praise you. We honor you here tonight. Ah, baba hosola baba. Sela baba hasotada. Ah, baba. Neta daba hosala baba hasila. Leta daba siti anda da baba. Anda da bakasala bari. Nendo rubo roshala bari inde da ba. Kela basola da. Landa da ba roshili anda da bakataya. Hallelujah. 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 We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Visit us and visit them tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sheko roshala ba. Salabari tada da ba. Salabada da ba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come to intercede. We come to intervene. We come to make intercession tonight. We come to stand in that gap that sin has created. Hallelujah. We come to make up the hedge that makes our families vulnerable to the enemy tonight. We come to take that stand, Father. Hallelujah. We lift up one another tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to know, Heather, I pray for your boys out in California, the one in California. There's no limit to prayer. There's no distance to prayer. Hallelujah. I want you to know, Elizabeth, I don't call you dinner when I pray. I don't play the little fun games that we play. I say, Father, bless Elizabeth. When you wrote her name in the book of life, you wrote Elizabeth in that book. Bless Elizabeth tonight. Heal Elizabeth. Touch her family, her children, her in-laws tonight. Oh God, draw them by your spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Shalabokosa tadiyandadaba. Sherry, when I pray for you, I pray that God gives you favor, that whatever your hand touches shall prosper. Hallelujah. This is not about the changes in your company, the changes in the economy. This is about God's covenant. This is about God's covenant. This is about God's covenant. This is about God's covenant that took the barren woman and made her pregnant, that brought forth a child from a womb that was pronounced dead, because we serve a God who raises the dead. Can you say amen? Causes the barren woman to be a keeper of house, and to sing, and to bring forth. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I praise you. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray over this community tonight that we are in. We pray over this community tonight, Lord, that you will move by your spirit. That you will draw them, hallelujah, to yourself, and then bring them to church to validate that thing that you're doing already in their heart. Hallelujah. To confirm it. Let this be a house of prayer. A house of prayer before a house of preaching. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. There is no way that we can finish this in this time frame. This has to go with us through the week. It has to go with us into our daily lives, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Shela baroshalabariki andarabosalabariti. Hallelujah. 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 We seek you, Lord. We seek you. We seek you. Come and rain righteousness on us so our prayers can be answered. Hallelujah. We're hungry and thirsty for you. Before the need and before the answers, we're hungry for you. Hallelujah. Shalabaru shalabaki. Nandadabosatai. Hallelujah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hallelujah. We know you're there. We know you exist. And that you're a rewarder of them who diligently seek you out. Hallelujah. 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 Stretch forth your hand to heal. And that signs and wonders be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Hallelujah. Show us your glory in answered prayer tonight. We don't need to see smoke. We believe you're here. We don't need to see the pillar of fire. We know that you are here. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hand to save. Stretch it forth to deliver. Stretch it forth to set free tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Shelabakusanda da basiliada. Nanda da baroshala bakitianda da busele. Helabakusanda da ba. Leshala. Nanda da bakusa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to remember each other this week. And as we pray for one another, meet our needs tonight. Fathers, we pray unselfish prayers, selfless prayers, putting ourselves second, literally laying down our life for the brethren. Shela Bokosa, Selama. No wonder God moved for that early church. They prayed together. They stood together. They ate together. They worshiped together. They worked together. They shared together. And on occasion, they died together. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Shela Bokosili Andadabasata. They drew strength from one another as the body edified itself in love. Praise God, it grew strong. Father, we praise you tonight. We honor you tonight. We lift you up tonight. We intercede tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If God asks any one of us to fast something, not just food alone, there's other kinds of fast, whether it be a meal, whether it be a TV broadcast, you know, just take that time for just to go and wait before the Lord for a while. Something that you're saying, you know, I'm going to make some space here for you in my heart. I'm going to enlarge my heart for more of you. Going to make more room for your spirit. I found nothing in this world can satisfy. Nothing in this world can take the place. It can't solve my problems. It can't be a salve for my troubles. Only your grace and your mercy can heal these wounds in my heart and soul, these needs in my life. Thank God for a throne of grace where we obtain grace and mercy. Before anything else from God, it flows from his heart. Hallelujah. And then it flows from his hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Let us feel your heart. For people who don't deserve anything but sometimes a chastisement, but let us feel your heart for them. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you didn't reward us according to our works. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. You didn't give us what we deserved. Father, we thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Every morning. Hallelujah. Father, see, we could pray on into the night. There's no real end to this, so let's just take it with us when we go. One thing I know God wants us to do to be able to pray and give that time to the Lord and that focus is to give all the rest of our life and our cares to cast them on him so that these things don't distract us and don't get us down. And so I believe that'll help us do that. You might want to wipe it off. Hallelujah. Amen. When I woke up this morning, because of reconstructing a consistent prayer life, when I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt that God was going to take care of me and of you. I believe he heard my prayer. Not because I'm perfect, but because I have a standing with him to claim a covenant of love. It's called righteousness. He sees my faults and yours, and we're not perfected. We're told to go on to perfection. But in our state of imperfection while progressing toward perfection, which none of us will ever attain until that change comes. We'll all be wrestling with the flesh and with the world and with the devil till it happens. But in the meantime, oh, but thank God we got a good cut man, don't we? we get hurt, he knows how to patch us up. We got a good corner man, hallelujah, that tells us how to fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And but when I woke up this morning, amen, I'm going to, you know, there's things that when you get up into your mid-60s, you know certain events could occur at any time. There's all kinds of, it's another world you start living in. Amen. And we talk about those things, you know, about all these different possibilities in life as we age, because we're starting to face what our parents, you know, we were talking about. Now we're living in that. But, you know, God is so true. God is so faithful. Hallelujah. And I don't have any doubt that whatever touches Pamela and I, God will work it together for our good if we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ tonight.